Elizabeth George is the award-winning creator of the incredibly popular Inspector Linley of New Scotland Yard series. Yet, Elizabeth hails from Ohio and is a graduate of the University of California. Elizabeth began her professional career as a teacher, and during her 13 and a half years, she had the distinction of being named Orange County Teacher of the Year. Luckily for us, Elizabeth left teaching when she sold her first novel, A Great Deliverance. Today we'll speak with Elizabeth about A Banquet of Consequences, Book 19 in the Inspector Linley series. Welcome, Elizabeth. I'm thrilled to have you back with us on the Book Report.
Great. It's great to be here.
Many of your readers are surprised to learn you're American. When and how did your fascination with England begin?
My fascination with England began in the early 60s when I was just at the age when one becomes aware of pop culture. At that period of time in the 60s, everything that was oriented toward pop culture was British.
Do you spend part of your year now in England?
No, I don't really. I live in the Pacific Northwest, and I go to England when it's time to do research on a book or when I want to just see what might be going on in London that's different from what was going on when I was last there. So I like to sort of keep on top of what's going on in British society as best I can from a distance and then from actually experiencing it.
How has Inspector Linley evolved from Book 1 to now Book 19?
Well, when I first began the novel, this series of novels, I knew a lot about Linley because I wanted to create a character who had a rich enough background to sustain an exploration of him throughout a series. And so I knew that he... I knew that he had a title. I knew that what went along with that title was an estate in Cornwall in southwest England. I knew that he was his father had died and his mother was still alive and his brother suffered with various kinds of addictions and his sister was a widow. So I knew those things, and that gave me a lot of room to explore various aspects of his character that made him, you know, much more one of my intimates than he had been when I first began.
Detective Sergeant Barbara Havers is such a brilliant counterpoint to Linley. For those readers who've not yet met her, give us some background.
Barbara Havers is Linley's partner, and she was first created to because I needed to give Linley a case. You see, when I began, I initially intended Simon St. James, the forensic scientist, to be one of my to be the main character. But after writing two novels that didn't get published, I decided to see if this guy Linley, who was a friend of St. James, could solve a case because, after all, he was a detective. So, in order to do that, he needed a partner, and I created Barbara Havers. Barbara Havers is really Linley's polar opposite. Whatever he is, she is not. So he is an aristocrat, well-educated at Oxford. She is a working-class girl who stopped going to school after her secondary education. He's tall, she's short, he's attractive, she's unattractive, and you just go right down the line. This gave a natural tension to every scene that they were in, and tension, you know, leads to conflict, and conflict is the core of drama. So she has grown into, as it turns out, a quite beloved character for the readers, and in A Banquet of Consequences, she proceeds to take on half of the case in a location that that Linley is not. So we get to see her working with Winston and Cotta on a case that takes them to Shaftesbury, which is in Dorset, England.
Was it great fun or a tough challenge to create Caroline Goldacre, a woman who was a hideous habitual liar?
Certainly was a challenge to create Caroline Goldacre, but I created her knowing that she had a particular kind of personality disorder that I wanted to learn about and to explore.
We're speaking with Elizabeth George on the Book Report.
Early on in the book, a journal was discovered by Caroline's younger son, and it seemed to be the reason he threw himself off a cliff. That's not a spoiler, but yet the notebook was not referenced again for most of the rest of the book. How difficult as a writer is that kind of restraint when weaving the story together?
Well, in doing a crime novel, you want to have information play out in such a way that the reader gets the requisite information, but doesn't necessarily know how to interpret the information. So I wouldn't say that it was difficult in withholding the existence of the journal from the reader, because it needed to, it needed to appear at the appropriate moment. And if you have a piece of information like that and it appears at the wrong moment, the entire house of cards collapses.
How did you learn about sodium azide?
Oh, I was looking for a poison to use in A Banquet of Consequences, and I have, like any crime novelist, I have a lot of different books that I can refer to, and I was going through the book attempting to find a particular poison, a kind of poison that did what I wanted it to do, and I couldn't find exactly what I was looking for, and one of my fellow writers put me in touch with Dr. Doug Lyle in Southern California. And so he really enjoys helping crime writers and making suggestions and things like that. So I contacted him and told him what I was attempting to do and what I needed. And we went back and forth for a while until we came up with the poison that was really going to work.
Your books were mentioned several times in The Girl in the Spider's Web, which is the continuation of the Stieg Larsson series. They were described as Mikael Blomqvist's recreational reading. What was that like for you? Did you know about it beforehand?
I had been interviewed by Stieg Larsson a number of years ago, obviously prior to his death and prior to his career as a writer. So he would have been really familiar with my books. I only read the first one, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, long before it was published, and I came across my name in the book, and it was pretty amusing to see it. And I've had many people since then say, ask me if I knew that he referenced my books, and I think it was probably because he was really familiar with my work.
When you start to write another Linley novel, do you have it all worked out before you put pen to paper, or do the characters surprise you sometimes?
I always know who the killer is in one of my books, and before I actually start to write the novel, I know the victim and the motive behind the crime. What I do then is to people the world of that crime with individuals who would likely be touched by it or involved in it. Then I create those characters. So I would have to say that the characters themselves don't surprise me because they are, they're created. So I know what their core need is. I know what their psychopathology is. I know their history.
And are you already thinking about a new Linley novel?
Yes, I've done the research for the next Linley novel, which I intend to have take place in both London and in Shropshire, which is northwest, it's a county northwest of London. And I was there in late September and early October doing the research for that book.
Any final thoughts about A Banquet of Consequences?
I think Banquet of Consequences has some surprises in store for the reader as far as the crime goes and as far as the continuing lives of the characters go as well.
All right. Well, Elizabeth, it certainly was a page-turner. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.